I missed this little. This little mixer has the twist knobs on it.
Yeah.
The other one has the slider, and it makes it a lot nicer. I'm still like, it's hard because it goes from like decent to, and then all of a sudden it's just like gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like right there, that's where.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing: you never see the knob in movies.
You don't.
It's always the slider. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's probably visually more appealing.
Yeah, I think usually the knobs are for like. Well, I mean, this is the smaller mixer that I have.
Hey! And we're back.
Oh, let's kill ourselves.
Yeah, let's please. Jesus Christ.
Sorry. No, I don't care.
This is the dumbest thing.
Starting strong.
Oh God,
I feel like a fucking dirtbag, man.
Yeah, me too.
I'm feeling like asshole.
Yeah.
For the past couple weeks, just going hard. On myself.
Yeah. It's okay. We'll get through this. We're back, unfortunately. You know?
I'm yak.
Yes.
Totally, fortunately.
Yes.
A yak. What is this? Where am I going here?
I don't know, man.
So we started off there with Teenage Dirtbag.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was waiting for you to introduce
us. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hello and welcome, everyone, to another episode of House Sadness, the podcast. I am Mr. Jacob Kuban, a.k.a. Ooh. Dr. Faggot.
Oh, hey-o. Jeez. Bringing back the old nickname.
Bringing back the old nickname. Yeah. The old open mic nickname.
And I am...
that is... I'm sorry.
Oh, you usually say both our names, right? I didn't want to fuck it up.
No, you go ahead, man. Oh, I don't give a shit.
It's me, Casey Stoddard, a.k.a. Dr. Robot Dick.
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
I'm into it.
Sure, why not? Yeah. Yeah. My bad. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's, what do you, where is, like, it's not like we're the most well-oiled machine ever.
That's true, no.
So.
Yeah, we need an oil change.
I'm very greasy.
Yeah,
often though.
Grease lightning.
Greasy.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. There's no transitioning. I was just gonna say. I remember back in high school, I was at someone's house and we were listening to that song. Like we were all outside, and we were playing that song over a boombox, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And everyone's kind of having their own conversations, and I'm just like, I'm not really paying attention. I'm like, there's a father and a daughter across the street, and the dad was trying to teach the little girl how to ride her bike.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't doing a very good job. And that song's playing, and at one point, she fight like the girl on the bike starts going, and then she just eats it so hard. Like, not even like you know, like when you fall. I think it was her first time falling, because usually when you fall, you can like brace yourself a little bit. Like there was like
innate kind of ability.
Yeah,
to,
like you put your hands out or whatever.
From
but, like,
eating shit enough times before.
Yeah. And I think yeah, maybe the thing of not falling and also like being on a foreign object before, like there was like no wiggle to the bike. It was just a straight line, and then it looked like someone just like wind just took her and just like literally it was just like. You're upright and then just on your side, just like so fast.
One to two.
Dude, it was fucking noon to 6 o'clock and it was so goddamn funny. And I was dying laughing.
And nobody knew what you were laughing at?
No, someone else saw it.
Oh,
damn, it was the funniest shit ever. But then, yeah.
And that little girl never learned how to ride a bike because she's just
broken. I think she left her dad. I would have, because that was a terrible teacher. Terrible fucking teacher.
She walked out to get some candy cigarettes.
It was like, peace.
Never came back.
Next time, you're getting aborted.
Yeah.
She's going to come out of the womb and just stab him.
And then pop back in.
Yeah.
I'm not done yet. Kill herself in the womb.
Sure.
And then it's like, who killed him? All right. Mm-hmm.
Look who's killing now.
Look, there you go.
Yeah. Kirstie Alley, eh?
Mm. Getting in that pussy hole.
There it is.
Starting it off.
Well, you got anything to say?
Not really, man. Just been, like, drinking way too much, which isn't anything new. But
it's catching up.
Yeah, just more than I mean, I don't know, just more than usual. It's just I don't like the routine. People talk about like binge drinking and stuff like that, and I can understand it. I could understand it more so in the past like 2 years, and so because before that I had like some odd jobs here and there in Grand Rapids, but then you know like I worked for myself with graphic design and shit like that, and I still do that a bit, but now I have the 9 to 5 and work for myself.
Yeah.
So I just have like my whole week is fucking full, and then when we hit mics, that's you know even more, and then so the weekend is just like fucking
that's when you loosey goose.
Yeah, like I do not sleep at all, and it's so bad. It's so stupid. It's just so stupid, and it just fucks up my whole, if not my whole Sunday, my whole fucking Sunday and Monday.
Yeah,
it's never like it's never sweet. The Saturday I can usually get through, and then Saturday night. I'll either sleep through Chinese food, which I'm not proud. I'm really not proud of that, honestly.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't been blacklisted
I've
yet,
never...
Man.
I think I order from there too much for them to... They'll be like, he fucked up one time.
Yeah.
But, like, it was so bad. So, what? In the past maybe, like, month, I've ordered from there almost every weekend, I think.
Shit.
And one time... I fell asleep on the toilet while they were trying to call me. And it was at like 5 in the morning. It's because you could order till like 3 with them.
That's insane.
And then it just takes forever.
Yeah.
And so I'm just fucking sitting there in my own like drunken stupor. And I'm like, well, I guess go make some room and then just pass out on the toilet.
Yeah.
Sleep through that fucking meal and just paid. That was the most expensive poo. I don't even think I shat.
Really?
No.
Oh, you just needed somewhere to sit?
I just needed to sit down, I think, because I was just too drunk.
Yeah.
And then I was so embarrassed about it, but then I ordered it the next weekend.
Yeah.
And they brought it. But then this weekend, I tried to order it in my Lyft on the way here, and I was so fucking hammered that I couldn't. Yeah. I'm surprised I remember pieces of this even, because I was so hammered that I couldn't. I kept trying to go through Yelp to get my past order. Like, they make things way too easy for drunks now. Like, can just go... Well, I did it through Grubhub.
Oh, okay.
So, I thought it was Yelp. So, I'm going through my old orders. Well, like, one of my last Yelp orders was when I was back home almost a fucking year ago and ordered Chili's with my ex.
Yeah.
And so, I'm like, I'm not going to pull a fucking Ortega and order from Michigan, try to get delivery.
That was so fucking funny.
I mean, he was probably a little more hammered than I was in this Lyft.
He was stoned.
Oh, yeah. He was stoned, too. Very... Yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad I don't smoke weed because it would, I mean... It's just
it never works out.
It's
for
just ridiculous, yeah. And it costs so much because in order for me to get to that point, even staying up the whole night before and then starting drinking right away, I have to drink like 40 fucking beers.
Yeah,
like not that many, but somewhere a legit between Friday night and Saturday night when I got home, I easily drank 30 or more beers.
Jesus Christ!
I was coming back at the bowling alley with like. Dude, I probably drank 15.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised they didn't. Like, you kept coming back with like 5 beers. I was like, I know who these all are for.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, I'm surprised they're letting you do it.
Oh, my God. I think it's because I still did better than everyone at bowling.
Yeah.
Like, it's because I can somehow, like, hold my composure where, like, I'm the person that people are like, I'll talk to the next day and they're like, hey, how you feeling, man? I feel rough. And then they expect me to be like, I actually had a pretty good time. And, and instead I'm like, oh yeah, I don't remember a fucking thing. Yeah. And they're like, what? Like, you seem totally fine. Yeah.
Well, it is.
And I'm like, bruh.
It is a drinking sport. You just go and drop a ball.
True. I was flailing, man, I think, towards the end there. I'm a flailer anyways, but yeah. Wow, so I don't know. That's all I've really been up to aside from work.
No, that was a fun little outing.
Yeah, dude.
Going on Chateau Lanes, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I dig that place a lot.
Yeah, I like it, man. It's nice.
I might go there again when I get back.
Yeah. Let's do it up.
I don't know. I want to go to one of those high-rise driving ranges.
Why?
Cuz I like hitting golf balls.
Oh, I like it too.
I just always have liked it.
Yeah.
And I know there's one over in Koreatown. I think it'd just be fun because you always would see it in movies.
Yeah.
It'd either be that. I mean, we can't do this. Oh, they probably have them in like Santa Monica. I don't really want to go out of my way for one.
No, that's too far.
Yeah. If I'm somewhere else, if I'm like visiting somewhere and they're like, oh, there's this neat driving range thing, I'll fuck with that. But like, I don't know. I don't want to drive somewhere far away just to hit some balls. But There's a place in Koreatown. I just thought we could grab some like shitty clubs.
No, that'd be fun. Well, I'm left-handed.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm gonna buy like one or two clubs from like Play It Again, and then just put them in the closet for wherever the fuck, you know.
Yeah, I had to. Oh man, every time I went golfing, I would always have to golf right-handed because it was like either that or rent clubs, and they're fucking expensive.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah.
I would always suck. I'd feel bad because I'm like, yeah, I'd be better if I could play with my dominant hand. Like, of course,
I can't even. Yeah,
yeah. Of course, I'm not gonna be great.
Yeah,
but like, it's fun. I like golfing. It's fun. I just suck at it.
I'm okay. Like, I'm okay with it. I've never been like. I think there was a couple times in my life where I would go out with my stepdad, and then there was like one or two times where we just stopped.
Yeah.
Like,
oh really?
Three holes in, where I'm just like so fucking livid. That I'm eating so much shit that I'm so close to like breaking the club.
Yeah,
and I'm not a super angry person. I mean, but I
yeah, I went golfing with Stahura and did you meet? Yeah, you met all the people that he lived with.
Yeah,
at
yeah,
ski
yeah.
House. We went one time. It was on Lake Michigan Drive. It's right before like
Stinkin' Lincoln is what they call it.
Is that what it's called?
Lincoln.
Yeah, it's not a great course, but
Lincoln, not Lincoln Pines. Some shit right
it's
by
something
Standale,
like that. It's something.
Right?
Yes, yeah.
Right
yeah,
by
yeah.
where that Blockbuster used to be over there.
Yes, exactly. Dude. Yeah. Oh man.
Stinkin' Lincoln is
I
what
used
they
to
call
go
it.
That fucking Blockbuster all the time. Shit, yeah. Yeah. But we were there one time and his roommate like fucking what's that called when you shank it?
Yeah, shank? I think shank is just okay. I mean, I think there's the terms
slice. You, that's what I was looking for. Yeah.
What's the other thing?
I don't know. I know shank is a word for like.
I think shank is for both, and then there's two specific ones like
slice and pull. I don't know. What are you doing? Anyways, he didn't hit it straight, and it ended up breaking a window in a house across the street. Yeah,
yeah, because they are like tucked right in there.
Yeah, and then he like left a note, and then they just never like called him about it. And I was like, that's fucking wild. Like,
hey,
yeah.
Part of that.
your living room window just shattered, and you're like, yeah, fuck it, who cares? We know the risk. Yeah.
Well, the house was cheap.
Yeah.
We get a deal on windows, actually. So
yeah, I mean, I think...
In need of a new one.
There's probably some tax incentives for living on a fucking golf course, right? I don't know.
Off of one? I don't know.
Or near it?
My buddy Sean lived right by one, and he used to go grab balls from the woods and then sell them to the golfers and make money that way.
Wow.
That's pretty legit.
No, that's... I don't... You know, you gotta do what you gotta
do. It's unincentive, I guess.
Yeah.
But...
Anyways, I don't know.
Yeah, so okay. I don't know. I might I might do that sometime soon if you're down. Grab two drivers.
Yeah.
You
know. Some Mimi drivers.
Yeah. There you go. Just grab a couple of copies of Gross Point Blank and then.
Yeah, I've never seen that
was
movie.
She in that?
I don't know. I was trying to think of a
Mini
movie.
Mini driver.
You know?
Is Mimi Driver a person?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's probably Mini Driver. I don't know her fucking name.
I think that's what it was.
She's
I was like, wait
the
a
one
minute.
In,
Mimi Driver is not in Gross
Point. Is she the one in 40-Year-Old Virgin?
No.
Who's that lady?
I don't remember her name offhand.
Mimi Driver's not a person.
I don't think so.
Shit. You know what?
I just think I know that. I love that.
Google it.
I just love that we're so stupid. I think
it's a person.
I think I know
who I'm talking about?
No.
I think it's a person.
Let's see. We've got Adam Driver, Liam Driver, Steam Driver. That's just the name of a movie. I don't think Mini Driver is even a person, is she?
No, that sounds more correct.
Yeah, she is. Mini Driver is a person.
It's not Mimi?
No.
Oh, man.
Wait, I didn't Google Mimi Driver.
Yeah, please do.
She's got to exist somewhere.
Maybe it's just like a typo. Oh.
No, it said showing results for Mini Driver.
Mimi.
Oh, she was in Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. But
do you recognize? She's in that. There she is.
That's not who I was thinking.
She's got a huge face.
Jeez. But Mimi Driver's not a person?
Not looking like it, but.
God damn it.
I mean, she is, but not someone that anyone would know. She's got a playlist on YouTube. Mimi Driver does with Fetty Wap.
Oh, well, that
Pierce the Veil
sucks.
And somebody else.
Oh, Pierce the Veil. They suck too.
Yeah, sorry, bud.
Let me. You know what?
She exists, but not in a realm that people would know her.
Yeah, I googled it, and then it said, "Do you mean Mini Driver?"
Yeah. Yeah. So
no, who's the lady from 40-Year-Old Virgin? What's her name?
Catherine
Heigl.
No,
psych. I know.
What the fuck is?
I was just trying to fill dead air. Ugh. I'll help. 40. I got this.
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
Oh, Catherine Keener.
Catherine Keener. The one.
God, I'm dumb.
Me too,
Jesus
man.
Jesus Christ. Anyways.
On that note.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you had a bone to pick.
I was sitting at work today, hating what I was doing. And I was thinking about the podcast and shit, and I was like, this and that. And I was like, wait a second. I know at least the last episode.
What?
But then I was thinking, like, then when I was eating, I was like, I think it might have been more than just the last episode. I think I think this might date back to Witt's episode.
Really?
So we're the first
Witt's
and
Giggles?
No.
Oh, okay.
So we're talking 2-3 episodes where I don't think we've had a single fart sound.
No way.
Yes. Last episode, for sure. I don't think we won. Witt's, we definitely didn't.
Okay, so whenever we did a time machine last, we definitely had to have some.
Exactly.
Was that the last farts?
No, I think we've had
a queef or two in between.
Yeah,
but no farts.
Yeah.
So we've had some pussy farts.
Yes.
But no booty. Booty fart. All right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. I gotta tell you, I was nervous as shit earlier. Casey comes up to me and he goes, I got a bone to pick with you. When we start this.
We have to address something.
Oh, yeah, we have to address something, which was even scarier. It's like a fucking parent. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and my lack of emotion just always reads as anger. So
I thought you were going to scold me for something.
If I was, I wouldn't do it on the podcast. How fucking shitty would that be? Kuban,
be a little shitty, yeah.
You ate my goddamn pizza.
Wait a minute. Oh shit, man! I've been fucking getting too drunk. I don't know what I've been doing.
No, I was just like,
I was worried about it when you said it. I tried to go through all this shit in my head. Like,
oh, I'm sorry.
That I might have done.
I didn't want to tell you because I thought it'd be funnier if I did it right
funnier.
Now.
I'm glad.
And I was like, dude, it's in our goddamn show description.
That's true. That is like, very true.
We are not giving the people, me versus OJ, what they want. You know. There it is. Oh, God.
Break the silence.
Thank you.
I'm trying to cut the silence.
Yeah.
You know, like some cheese.
There you go. Maybe. Yeah, never mind. I was trying to make a silent but deadly joke. Like, there were farts on the podcast, but they're all silent. That doesn't make
sense. Oh, yeah. They were just called our jokes. Silent but deadly, but most not in a good way of deadly.
No.
Like, mine didn't work either.
No, it was fine. Yeah, we're pieces of shit. Give me a fart real quick and then we'll move on. Thank you.
Give me the most aggro one ever.
Oh, here we go. I just love the
yeah. It took a lot out of her.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This iguana one. I think that was the last time we did a lot of farts. Yeah, was when I put those new ones on.
It's
there.
A bathtub fart.
Yeah, it's an iguana farts in a bathtub is what it's called.
Bruh. All right, I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Me too. I'm very happy that. All right, so let's move on now.
You had your chance and you gobbled its balls.
We did gobble its balls when it came to making fart noises. Do you think we had to have made some with our own mouths?
You know,
just out of idiocy.
I don't know.
Boredom.
I don't usually listen to these because I'm like, I am afraid of what I did.
Oh, yeah, I do that sometimes, but yeah. I gotta listen. I try to at least scan through because I gotta check to see if it recorded all right.
Mm-hmm.
And it always does because I'm a fucking
the greatest
retard.
there you go.
Let's move forward with something that we never forget.
What's that?
It's good Lord, who wouldn't fuck me? We might as well be.
Because these ladies wouldn't...
Penis! Two penises!
Wouldn't touch either of our two penises.
No.
With a 10-foot pussy.
That's a big pussy.
I know. I need to make some intro music so it's less.
That pussy's a regulation basketball hoop height.
Yeah, that's how I figured out how I could dunk.
Really?
Yeah.
You just.
I was like, wow, I made it in. And she was like, yeah, that's regulation, dog. Yep. I was like, oh, fuck. White men can jump.
There you go. I don't know why. When you said dunk, I visualized someone eating Dunkaroos. And so I was like.
Oh, like I just ran across the room and then just dunked a cookie.
You scooped the thing, yeah, and then you were going to dunk it in her pussy.
What am I feeding her pussy Dunkaroos?
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude. I was like, that, yeah. God, I'm stupid.
That's a yeast infection for sure.
Dude, that frosting, though?
Bro, oh, yeah.
That is pussy cum. I can give
my mouth a yeast infection any day.
Hey. All right. Well, if anyone's still listening.
Wouldn't fuck me.
Sure, why not? My wife.
Mine, too.
This first one. Oh, yeah, you were watching Bring It On the other weekend. This is what got me.
Yeah, I remember all of it, too.
Yeah, I remember those snaps. I did enjoy those. It was really fun.
What's my name on Snap? Tall Milk Toast? Is that what it is?
You know what? I honestly don't know.
TALLMILKMLK for life, LYFE. No, milk and then toast spelled out.
Sorry, I'm writing down a name for the...
No, you're fine. I don't even post that much. It's usually, if I posted, I'm either really fucking bored or really hammered.
Snapchat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I only do when we go to B-dubs, which is every day.
Oh, yeah. It was every weekend. Well, it's been every weekend for me for, I think, a chunk now.
Yeah, we get it. You have a lot of reward points.
I got, you guys.
All right. Well, anyways, back on.
20 minutes in.
Back on this.
Start this wooden fucking...
Get back on these Hot Wheel tracks.
We're going to end up one of these times just naming the episode right after Wouldn't Fuck Me.
Well, we fucked up. Sorry.
Well, sorry, guys.
All right. This first one is Kirsten Dunst.
Mm.
Bring it on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kirsten Dunst wouldn't fuck me, not even if I wrapped her legs around my face and wore like a Dunst cap.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
What would you have to do to wear that? Oh, you're about to get a little fat tongued on that one, weren't you?
Yeah, but I was going to spin it into a positive message.
Oh, okay. She's a giver?
No.
That's her charity?
I was going to say I'd have to be that word, idly good at eating pussy.
Oh.
But yes.
I thought it was just going to be like...
Yeah. Or if I had 50,000 Buffalo rewards points, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I don't even have that many.
Oh, well, one of these. Probably next weekend you will.
Fuck you. I'm a zero away from that number, though.
Oh, you used them all?
No, it's 5,000. Not 50. Fucking wish I had 50.
Yeah, dude. I think once you do, you just own a B-dubs.
You get your own franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you at least... I'll donate them to Head for Retards. That
what?
It's Kirsten Dunst... it's her charity. Head for Retards. Yeah, it's pussy.
Oh.
Cunnilingus for the mentally challenged.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I thought of it.
I'm glad I said that. I
thought of a notepad reject today.
Ooh.
I haven't fleshed it all out, but.
That's good. It's good. It's good that instead of
doing our plans,
like actually writing or doing. Yeah. No, the idea of like. Oh, yeah, I thought of an idea for a new joke today. Instead, it's, I thought of a...
I was like, no, this is stupid. No.
I do the same thing.
I'm going to match up the words cunnilingus and meaningless.
Mm.
It's like when you're like so bad at eating pussy, it was like...
Meaninglingus?
Yes.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. So, yeah, of course I wouldn't tell that on stage because I have a little bit of self-respect.
I don't want anybody to think I'm bad at eating, that I suck dick at eating pussy.
Fucking suck dick. Oh, my God. Only funny line in that movie.
Yeah, I didn't come up with
shit.
That. Also, for giving credit where credit's due, I fucking can't remember. It was Aubrey Plaza.
The to-do list.
The to-do list, yeah. But it was like the only funny line in that movie. And... Donald Glover said it.
Yeah, me, you, and Ortega were in your room drinking, watching it. And then we're all just like, this movie sucks. And that line came on and we all just fucking died.
My ex-girlfriend says that I suck dick and eating pussy.
Fucking suck dick and eating pussy.
Yeah. It's a good line. It's a good line.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
All right, speaking of sucking dick, not really at all. My first one, fuck me, is Shakira.
Ooh. Interesting.
Shakira wouldn't fuck me, not even if her hips did lie and say that they would fuck me.
Oh, there you go.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's been done before.
No, I like it. I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about
Shakira.
Shakira. Yeah.
She's got a line in one of her songs where she talks about how her breasts are small and humble.
Yeah, they were talking about
that. Confuse them with mountains.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk.
Fine with me.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Bring on
them hips.
I was going to say butt, but yeah.
Oh, the butt.
Hips, yeah. Hips.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
The fucking hips are like the parentheses of the butt, you know?
Mm.
Keep it all in there. Brackets, yeah. Parentheticals. Anyways, my wife.
Getting in that pussy hole.
Oh, man, I forgot some of the new ones.
What?
Oh. I didn't put the new ones on.
What were the new ones?
Y'all trying to go down the stairs.
Oh, shit. Yeah. God damn it. I almost asked you before we started. I was like, do we have any new ones?
Oh, I only have like six new ones, too. I could have put them on pretty quick.
Oh, that's fine. You want to start over? We can start over. Yeah,
kick his water-loving ass, let's Greg.
25 schmeckles.
I didn't get that one, though.
My name is Slippery.
Because that other clip cut out.
Slippery.
Slippery.
All right. This last wouldn't fuck me. I think your name's Sarah Mills, but on Instagram, it's Sarah on the Internet.
So, okay.
Sarah on the Internet. This is dumb. Sarah on the Internet wouldn't fuck me, not even if Karl Malone don't know nothing about no Internet.
Is that... you're not even going to finish it?
All Karl Malone know is... Dick go in the net.
Oh, and now that's a slam dunk. Oh, no.
That's the dumbest thing I've said.
I like it.
In a while.
I think it's funny. Jimmy Kimmel in blackface.
Whole body.
They can kiss my fat vagina.
I was thinking about this. True. He dated Sarah Silverman. I think they're the first couple to do blackface.
Oh, yeah, she did blackface on her show.
Yeah, a whole episode.
I'll be white black.
Yeah.
I'll be white black. I'm sorry. I mean, I'll be white black.
Yeah. Jesus.
Hey, that's a power couple right there, you know?
Yeah, white power couple.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm sorry.
And we're canceled.
Yeah, we are. Her new special, though, was fucking really funny.
I haven't watched all of it. I saw pieces.
I want to rewatch it because
I
quite enjoyed it.
I like her, man.
But yeah, she's very funny.
She's cool.
Yeah, just don't do blackface, guys.
Yeah, don't ever, unless you are going to record it.
Yeah. And then put it on TV. Put it on Comedy Central. Yeah. Both were on Comedy Central, too. Damn, dude.
Yeah, and they changed.
I wonder if that's
really
how they meshed.
I hope so. At a blackface convention? Blackface Anonymous?
I was going to say Biden.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, we don't need to go down this road.
No, let's move on.
Oh, I hate your stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, Tim. Yeah. Thanks for
Even though I like that Tim is saying that, because Tim is probably the most racist one out of all three of us.
Oh, that chili is. Oh, boy. Oh, doggy. Man. All right, we're getting off the rails.
All right, my last one, fuck me here, is this Indian girl.
Ooh.
And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if... I owned a goat.
Oh.
To use his dowry.
I like it.
To trade for her hand in marriage.
Yes.
And then
her hand job.
Her hand job in marriage.
Sorry.
What do you think it would cost for above the basketball shorts hand job?
I don't know. For 25 schmeckles.
That would have been great for that.
Yeah. I just realized I don't. Do we have a 30 seconds picked out?
Not picked out, but I have one.
Okay. I was getting a little worried about that.
No, that's fine.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut the bit short.
No, you're totally fine. I was done with it.
Okay. I just was looking.
From over here, look like you taking a shit.
That's fine. We'll get that. after the break. Kind of gassy.
No, you're good, man. All right, well, here's we're going to take a quick break with, and this is how it's written on YouTube, is it's a 30 seconds of a Yoohoo commercial with Mac from Sonny and
oh boy,
Mac and the Jew lawyer from Sonny. I didn't write it.
1998. Jesus.
Okay, I'm going to break up with Billy and go out with you, but you have to tell him.
But he's your boyfriend.
He's your best friend.
Look, he just went out for a soda. We're going to have to figure this out before he gets back.
All right, if he comes back with a Pepsi, you tell him. If he comes back with a Coke, I'll do it. Yoohoo chocolate drink? Oh, Billy, you're the only one for me.
Yeah, you're the best, man.
Yoohoo chocolate drink. Buy any other beverage and you could be making a terrible mistake.
You still on the NRA? Or the NPR? What are they called?
Is that?
The one they play in the college towns?
It's NPR. That's NPR. His face will be forever burned to
me.
My...
It's a bunch of junk.
Yeah. His face in that Purple Onion special,
when he
can't fucking hold it at all anymore, is like the funniest fucking thing. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be burned into the back of my ass.
Here we go.
And ever. Every time I see it, it's like fireworks.
Yeah. Make it up for lost time.
That was the one.
I like the idea of like someone's like, they finally convinced like one of their like fucking like pretentious friends, like, just... in the earlier episode, just really stupid, but like lately they've been turning it on. Just get through it, and then they're like, the guy's like, yeah, I'm kind of into it, and then I'm just like, hold on a second, let's get back to our roots.
Wait a minute, and then immediately after I say retard 48 times, and then we play a bunch of farts.
And you said that F-A-G-G.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I did.
It's fine. I don't care.
Well, listen, when you have your own podcast, you can do whatever you want, pal.
You can eat whatever you want.
You can eat. All right. Well, we're going to move on now to a little segment we like to call Note Card Secrets.
Oh.
Yeah, which is a lot like Two Truths and a Lie because it's exactly that.
But fuck that game.
But fuck that game.
Got Two Truths and a Lie. It's called My Balls and My Big Fat Cock. I don't know. It added up mathematically.
I liked it.
Two and one.
division sign, right?
No.
If you put one ball on top of the dick and one below.
Yeah, except like... No.
I got two truths and a lie for you.
I was going to go.
That's so stupid.
I should have said no. It should have been two lies and a truth because my dick is the truth. That's what it should have been.
It should have been, but it's not.
Nah,
and you never really said which one. It doesn't. They don't have to match to both be. It could be like the knockers on the knockers on Labyrinth. You know, one of us always lies. Oh, that's not the knockers.
I'm still hung up on knockers. Yeah.
It's not the knockers. It's the it's the weird things.
Oh, God damn it.
The knockers are,
anyways.
Yeah,
it's all just a question
mark. It's just
mark
like the
there.
Knockers on that waitress we always see. Yeah, I just go into some weird rant.
Isn't that a thing? Isn't that from a movie? It's like
knockers?
Fucking knockers?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Hooters.
Hooters.
God damn it.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna start this thing off. I think we're going to get one out of this one.
Yeah.
And then... We're gonna jump out on you guys so that we don't give you another hour.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right, cool. So two truths and a lie. We're gonna do. I once took a bite out of the heart of the first deer I ever killed.
Ooh.
I swallowed $3 worth of change on a dare.
Okay.
Or I once unknowingly spilled Coke on a pair of white jeans. And for a second, thought that I shit my pants.
Ah! Gay boots! Lady boots!
Well,
where was I wearing boots?
I don't know. Yeah, you're always
Stop
wearing boots
gay
in my
things
mind.
In my mouth.
Jeez. Man, there's a lot of gay jokes in Community.
In Community, yeah. We grabbed all of them, too.
I love that show. Well, they all seem plausible.
Mm-hmm,
except
mm-hmm.
I don't think you'd swallow change.
You don't think so?
No.
I would take a bite out of a deer heart, though?
No. I'd take it all back.
Okay.
Well, okay, let's just bring down the facade. It's the Coke one, because I was there. You didn't spill them on your jeans, right?
No.
We got a...
What happened was we were all drinking together,
yes.
And Ortega drove us home.
Yeah.
And
us home?
Yeah, we all... Somebody in his car... Or no.
Someone
his
in
roommate,
his group, right?
His roommate.
Was it stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
His roommate at the time before...
Yes.
House Sadness became House Sadness before...
Forgot. Cool.
It became, and then...
Forgot. Wet.
Got wet. She drove us all home from
probably
Tavern on the Square. What
was
the fuck
it?
Was the
know.
Name of that place? Not Tavern
oh,
on the
it?
Square.
Yeah, Tavern.
Was it Tavern
Square?
On
yeah.
the Square?
Bradford's
yeah, we
place.
Went to go see Bradford, and
yeah.
I don't know if Ortega was bouncing at the time.
I don't think so. I think this was still like
when I was wearing
new.
White jeans.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care. I'll wear white
jeans
again all goddamn day.
Those jeans were, let's go with off-white.
Ugh, they were great. Yeah. I didn't wash them often.
No, you did not.
I did after this time.
Yeah.
But
remember, you had a couple dicks drawn.
Oh, yeah. I would get bored and just draw dicks on them.
No, I was going to say, I think this was like when we were first still a little weary of Ortega.
Yeah.
But we were coming around.
I think we were coming around because this. I can't remember if this was before or after the time I randomly just took shrooms. I think it was before.
Yes.
This might have been the first time we went to his house ever.
Oh.
I think that's what it might be because that was the night. Oh, yeah. It was.
Uh-oh. You're remembering something I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it because it's not.
Is it bad?
No, it's not real bad. It's just not my place to tell someone else's thing. No. It has to do with his roommate and somebody else.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me later.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
What, did Trent try to fuck my butt?
No. It had to do with...
I know.
Yeah.
I was just trying to make it less awkward.
No.
Trentone.
Yeah, but...
Sorry, I didn't mean to clear my throat and...
No, you're
on
fine.
On your cock.
But we all jammed into the car,
yes.
And she had a bunch of shit in the back.
Yeah.
I think it was his car, though. Because he
was
admitted
it?
To having like
was
some
it the Taurus?
Stupid... Diet Coke
you know
in the
what?
Fucking back
it was
or some
because
shit.
He was like, yeah, I got a whole case
yeah.
or something.
He just
shit.
Left
yeah.
a case of Diet Coke.
And it exploded.
And it exploded.
It was cold. That's what it
yeah.
was. Yes.
His fucking stupid idiot.
Yeah.
So I'm like sitting in the back, but it's freezing, so
yeah.
I don't realize I'm sitting
no.
in Coke.
No. I'm sitting next to you, and
yeah.
I didn't feel anything
yeah.
either.
And so then I'm just like, whatever. We just have a night
yeah.
of it. And we
Saturday
not
night,
of
right?
sitting in Coke,
yeah.
but like a night of it. We just have a fucking time. And then we all go about our ways,
uh-huh.
and I wear the same. Listen, I wear the same pants a lot. Okay,
yeah.
So
it's
fine. I wore the same white jeans the next day because why wouldn't you?
Yeah,
and we're all
you know
because
it was Labor Day was coming up.
Exactly. Yeah.
God, I hate myself.
Are you going as a gay douchebag?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow, buddy.
So,
all right, let's lay off the gay jokes.
Okay, so then we're at Sunday Night Funnies, and some of the Lansing dudes are in town?
Emily Allen was there. I think
maybe Corbin and Zach, or
someone
somebody had a hotel
yeah,
room.
So someone, yeah, either Lansing or like
Recky
and
Recky or Martina,
yeah.
or... Somebody else. I don't
yeah,
fucking
Yeah, probably
know.
Those two.
But then we all ended up in a hotel room after the show, and Emily Allen came up to me at one point, yeah. and I don't even remember what she really said.
She goes, Jacob, did you do that to your pants or something like that?
Oh,
right?
yeah. Because, so there's, okay, so I sat in Coke.
Yeah.
There's a huge, like, light brown stain mm-hmm. on my ass. Mind you, I'm not new... I'm new, but not new in the crew of...
New for you?
New for you. You who... yeah.
Jew boy.
I've been in long enough that people have heard me joke about my IBS and shit.
Yeah. And we were like, oh, Kuban's a fucking wild card. He'll do anything for a laugh.
Right. So she... Luckily...
Yeah.
I'm such a weirdo that I had no clue that it was on there. So when she asked me... it's lucky that my face didn't go white as a fucking ghost or white as a KKK member, but I fucking panicked, and she was like, did you do that to your pants to make it look like you shit yourself?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Immediately.
Like, no beat at all. Just like, yeah, I didn't think anybody would notice. I just thought it'd be a laugh.
You said, you're like, I took a Sharpie and colored them brown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I would use Sharpie for my other dumb shit.
And I was like, I heard that and I was like, yeah, that's plausible.
Yeah.
Yeah. He took a brown Sharpie and colored the back of his pants to make it look like he shit his own pants because he has IBS. Yeah, that sounds like Jacob Alan Kuban. I'm buying this. Didn't even cross him. I was like, no, he's not lying. Like, yeah, he did that.
Everybody else bought it too.
Yeah. And it was great.
And then I like
double up the fuck you pussy. Yeah.
I just wanted to get that
very
in there.
Very good.
Sorry.
Watch your mouth, sweetheart.
So then I'm panicking now the whole time and I'm trying to keep my ass like pointed towards the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm acting like a fucking mob boss, just standing in corners so I can see everywhere throughout the entire room. And because I'm legitimately thinking, like, when could I have, like, I don't know, I have a sweaty ass too. And so I'm like,
oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
I remember we talked about this later, but you went and saw Zero Dark Thirty with your mom. And you talked to her later about this, and you're like, and you told her the story, and she's like, oh, yeah, I thought, like, you were just having, like, a bad day or whatever. Because isn't that what happened? It was, like, you wore those to the movies with your mom, and she noticed it, but didn't say anything.
Oh.
Because she was like, I don't want to, like, make you feel bad.
No, I think she knew that it probably wasn't shit, because she has IBS, too.
Yeah.
And after you see the stain, the actual stain, after I actually saw it, I was like, you couldn't, it wouldn't have, and they're white jeans. It would have been hard to, like, shit.
And not smell.
And not smell, yeah. But I'm still panicking because I'm like, whatever, I don't know what my body does or anything.
Uh-huh.
So then I like sneak away into the stairwell, I think, and I'm trying to look at it myself. So I'm like unbuttoning my pants and turning them, but also trying to make sure that no one's following me. And then I think I finally asked you, right?
Yeah, I was in the room signing tits.
Yeah.
Got a lot of
we
fans.
We went to the tit signing room, and I just snuck in, and I was like, Casey, can you come out real quick?
Yeah. You're just like, hey, is there really stuff on the back of my pants? I'm like, yeah. You're like, I didn't do that. And I was like, what?
Yeah, was it? I was like, thanks for having my back or whatever. And you're like, no, man, I thought you actually fucking did that. And I was like, I thought Emily was fucking with me for a minute, too.
Yeah, that wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility.
But,
So. It was a good 2-3 week mystery till we finally put it all together.
Yeah.
Because we had no fucking clue.
The Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And then it was like the most random shit because I didn't really talk about it with anybody because it's a funny story, but it's one that's not really like right away that fun. It's not always like that fun to be like, hey, I know you guys are still getting to know me, but I actually did think I could have maybe actually shit my pants that one time.
Yeah, you don't want to reveal to people too early on in a relationship that you wear white jeans.
Right,
you
know? Right, exactly. Yeah.
They'll think very poorly of you.
But then I was just like, I have no fucking clue what this is. Because it probably looked closer to like a light, dried, watered down period blood.
Oh, interesting.
Then, like, poo.
Yeah.
Because you know how... Well, whatever.
Yeah, how butts and pussies are the same?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. But...
Yeah. Yeah, well, we unsolved that mystery.
But, it was very nerve-wracking for me. And I do not wish it on anybody that has IBS or is afraid of... I don't know how... I'm very lucky that I reacted the way that I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it would have been a very weird... Because it would have been super weird to try to figure the mystery out with everyone at the same
time. Oh, that
would have
been horrible.
Without a ride home and just panicking.
Mm-hmm.
There was no Lyft or Uber back then. I would have just ended up walking home like...
I shit my pants. I'm a fucking loser. Everyone's going to hate
me. God damn it. Now I'm the poopy pants kid.
Yeah. Good thing it happened at however old you were at the time and not, you know, 7.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't have been very quick on my feet then.
Yeah,
it'd be like you wouldn't have even gotten a chance to have a rebuttal. It would have just been like
a rebutthole.
To rebutthole.
Yes,
you. That was a dumb. They would have just yelled at you. No, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, yeah. That was a fun little night and little adventure.
Yeah, I think I still have those white jeans.
Yeah, you haven't worn them in a while.
No, I think I saw somebody in white jeans once.
Yeah.
That wasn't Andrew WK.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, fuck that asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, man, Those fucking white jeans are so dope.
Got my white jeans.
I'm going to bring those white jeans back out. I'm going to wear them on my birthday. Jeans. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to shit them on purpose.
Yeah, he's shitting his birthday.
I'm going to blast them out and then wash it off with Diet Coke.
There you go.
Just for... Hey,
it's good. Clean that rusty trombone.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Is anyone actually listening? No. Oh, I didn't think so.
Is anyone actually listening?
Yeah. Anyways, someone call... That's perfect.
That's what it probably would have sounded like if I did in those jeans.
Yeah. It would definitely have to be very...
All right, so we're at the point now in the episode where we're going to name it. So did you think of anything along the way? I didn't write anything down.
I wrote down as Mimi Driver person.
Who is... Okay, Mimi from Drew Carey Show is a thing though, right?
That's... I don't know. My brain is fucking stupid. I either remember every goddamn detail of everything or nothing.
What other Mimis are there in the world? Are there any? Mimi from Drew Carey Show is the only one I can think of.
Mimi. I don't know, man. Also, like, I'm really
it's
bad
It's just
at...
Mimi Driver, like, just me training myself how
it was,
to drive.
Yeah. It was probably... Yeah, I don't know. I'm just dumb. I think that's what it just boils down to.
That's fine, man. I'm dumb, cool. too. I'm dumb as hell.
So either that or... where's the... I don't know. Did you write anything new?
I was trying to think of something like along the lines of more farts, a la carte. I don't know.
More like fart attack.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's good. That's a good quick story, too. I like that, though.
What?
More like fart attack?
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll just call it fart attack.
That's fine.
Just that? I don't know. Yeah. It'll be somewhere around fart attack. Whatever I'm able to get done tonight in a picture.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
To be continued.
Continued, yeah.
Hey-o.
Hey. All right. I was just talking about the Tinder thing.
Oh, yeah. We met. Yeah. We're somehow not blowing up on the group Tinder thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
It's whatever.
You'd think it'd be non-stop.
Yep.
Squatters.
There's gonna be a lot of mother daughters.
Hey, all right. Well, not. Let's finish this off. I'm glad that I don't know. I'm not.
It's all right to be back.
Yeah,
but you can find.
You're welcome for the farts.
Yeah,
you can thank Casey.
Back to basics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, where can the homos, the chodes, find you?
At Jacob Allen Kuban. One of the most creative episodes we had.
Yep.
At Jacob Allen Kuban. Go to moistjunk.com. Follow me on Spitter. It's this new blowjob app.
Jesus Christ.
That I joined. And it's just like, it's this weird mix between tips to give great head. Blowjobs or cunnilingus, but you just spit on it afterwards.
Interesting.
Or before.
Yeah.
But the person who teaches you, not the tricks or the sexual part, but who teaches you how to spit is the Leonardo DiCaprio from Titanic.
Oh.
Yeah. You remember that scene?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't say the little kid from Big Daddy.
Yeah, you know who teaches you? He's the bonus course. Yeah. I mean, the bonus.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you get taught how to spit by a bunch of famous spitters.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, so I am...
Leonardo DiCaprio and the kid from Big Daddy. Yeah. Kids. Twins.
Is that Zach and Cody?
Yeah, it's Zach and
Those
Cody.
Those motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. They'll teach you how to spit.
Oh, all right. Whatever. Yeah, so...
At Jacob Allen Kuban on Spitter.
At Casey_Sauter, all lowercase. Follow me on this new app called Swallowers. It's the people who are better, who are too good for spitters.
Oh, no. Got a real appetite. If you got a real appetite, Swallowers.
.com.
.com. Yeah, 100,000 pounds? All right, well, we're sorry again.
25
and,
schnickles!
And, I don't know, we'll,
Yeah, let's kill ourselves.
We'll probably see you all in hell.
My wife.
Mine, too.
drives a Nyrock, but he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me, 'cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, maybe with me. It's prom night and I am lonely, lo and behold, she's walking over to me, this must be fake, my lip starts to shake, how does she know?